Hi, this is Dr. Ng for Painting Fish, and last name is Cross, C-R-O-S-S. First name is K-E-T-A. Date of visit is May 7, 2024. Next verification tells me that he has a traumatic brain injury. It was in September of 2020. First up, a patient was in the field. First up, it was in the fields for training. First up, patient was coming to an obstacle course. First up, patient got up on a high beam. First up, he lost his footing. He lost his footing and fell off. First up, as he was falling, kind of hit his head onto the land. First up, hit his heart very hard onto the ground. First up, patient had no loss of consciousness. First up, however, patient have become very dizzy. And severe headache. First up, the patient was confused and disoriented. First up, patient was evaluated at the hospital. Headache symptoms frequently. First up, patient has vertigo and dizziness symptoms. First up, patient is very sensitive to light. First up, patient has been taking Tylenol and dissolvable medications for migraines and naproxen. First up, next number. Patient is currently not working. First up, he used to work for IT for the Army. First up, patient tells me that has significantly, his symptoms are significantly affecting the way that he did his job. But first up, patient is not able to focus and concentrate because of the headaches. First up, the light sensitivity also affect him to look at the computer. First up, next to her, but this marks the petition. Next patient, last name is K-A-S-T-E-N-D-I-E-K. First name is a C-A-S-E-Y. Date of visit is May 7, 2024. Next to her, but patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. First up, it was a year ago. Patient was in a boat. A patient said there was a collision and collapse. A patient tells me that he hit the back of the head onto the metal wall behind him. He instantly lost of consciousness as his back of the head hit the wall in the back of the boat. Tells me that he was out of consciousness for about 5 minutes. When he woke up, a patient slurred speech. Patient was confused and disoriented. Patient had word finding difficulties. There's a severe headache. Since the event, a patient has significant poor memory. First up, patient has headaches, neck pain. First up, patient would forget that he put the oven on. First up, patient will also forget that he left the sink on. First up, patient has significant memory problems. There, next paragraph. A patient is currently working for the Coast Guard. Patient is a BOATSWAIN mate. Is in search and rescue. A patient tells me that his symptoms are significantly affecting his ability to do his job. A patient tells me that the severe headaches is affecting his concentration and focus. A patient has also poor memory. A patient is not able to remember his job, his task duties. This marks the identification. Next patient, last name is H-A-M-B-R-I-C-K. First name is Robert. Date of birth is July 15, 1958. Date of service is May 9, 2024. Next paragraph, chief complaint, peripheral neuropathy. Next paragraph, history present illness. Patient is a 65-year-old male with chief complaint of dizziness and neuropathy. I've seen the patient previously. Patient has dizziness and orthostasis for 3 to 4 years now. Patient also significant pain, numbness, tingling symptoms in the feet. Patient has burning sensation in the feet. Patient was also found to have a significant peripheral neuropathy. Patient tells me that diabetes since 1995. Next paragraph of neurologic examination, sensory examination, patients decrease sensation to the legs bilaterally. Patient objective for pain and burning sensation in the feet. Motor examination to bilateral arms and legs have decreased strength of 4 out of 5. Next paragraph, impression number 1, peripheral neuropathy. Patient likely suffers from diabetic peripheral neuropathy. Patient's diabetes since 1995. Patient's burning sensation, tingling, numbness in the feet. Given that his peripheral neuropathy symptoms come, I would recommend patient to try patients already taking pregabalin, 200 milligrams TID. First up, a patient tells me that it is not working well. First up, I ask the patient, and he said, for tri-gabapentin. Come, a patient tells me that he has not tried gabapentin before. First up, I would like to him to try gabapentin, see if that will work better than the pregabalin. First up, other medications that may help with the neuropathy symptoms would include amitriptyline and Cymbalta. First up, next part recommendation. Next part of impression number two, a severe orthostasis. First up, a recommendation to see a patient's already seen. Patient has already seen endocrinology. First, I recommend patient to see autonomic neuropathy clinic like the UCSF Peripheral Nerve Center. First, I recommendation explain the patient's self diagnosis. Next, number. Explain the patient he's never tried gabapentin. Come on, I recommend to try gabapentin 300 milligrams 1 pill TID. First up, next pair of patients currently taking Lyrica 100 milligrams TID on the medical records. The first up, patient tells me that it is not working well for his nerve pain. First up, next number, if the gabapentin is not working well, come on, patient may also try amitriptyline 25 or 50 milligrams POQHS for the neuropathy symptoms. The next number, patient may also try some bulk 30 milligrams or 60 milligrams 1 POQHS for the neuropathy symptoms. First up, next number. I know that some recommendation to see the UCSF peripheral nerve clinic. First off, next number. Recommend continue to be vigilant for occult tumors. First off, next number. A comma which may cause a paraneoplastic syndrome, causing a paraneoplastic autonomic neuropathy. First up, the next number. This marks the end of the patient.